Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, Thursday edition. Tomorrow I'll have a one-on-one. Buckmaster goes one-on-one with Chuck Ryan, who is the new fire chief. Well, relatively new. We'll talk lots of issues with COVID. Fire department really doing a great job. Never more important than right now. Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Attorney Don Luce of the Luce Law Group with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. We're just so blessed to have a person like Don Luce on our roster of contributors to this program. Don appears every month talking about the law, something he knows so much about. Mr. Luce, the legal contributor and author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, and this new, the new printing, well, both are in their second printing, but the latest to go into the second printing, Don, good to see you, by the way.
Good to see you, Bill, thanks.
Is the estate planning book in Arizona so important to get that estate planning taken care of? For folks looking for New Year's resolutions, I'd put that estate planning up there near the top. It's something folks don't want to do, that, you know, they find every excuse in the world to say, do I really need to do it? Well, the answer, yes.
Yes, I agree.
All right, Don, got to lots of questions about, both of our measures passed. The marijuana measure passed and is now a law as of November 30th. Then there was the new voter-approved education tax. Is that also now law?
It is. It was certified November 30th with the marijuana proposal, so both became law as of that date. However, the difference between the two proposals is the invest in education proposal, which is what it's called, applies to tax years after December 31, 2020. So essentially starting next year, the 3.5% surcharge will kick in and take effect with regard to people who earn incomes, taxable incomes of $250,000 or more, or if you're married filing jointly, $500,000 or more. And that, that law is, by some estimates, expected to generate $940 million in additional tax revenue each year.
Come again? Almost $1 billion?
Correct. You heard me correctly. $940 million per year.
Whoa. But there is a legal challenge.
Two, actually. They were filed on the same day as soon as the votes were certified, November 30th. These two lawsuits were filed challenging the constitutionality of the Invest in Ed law. So just some background. This proposal has been around for the better part of a year. You know, you and I have spoken about it during past interviews. This proposal was challenged even before it went on to the ballot, if you remember. The challenge was that it didn't meet the requirements for a ballot initiative. The courts found that it did, and that challenge failed. And in fact, it passed 52% to 48%. I don't know if that's statistically significant. The marijuana initiative passed by a greater margin, but 52% of the voters, which translates to about 1.7 million Arizona residents, voted in favor of the proposal. And as I mentioned, it was certified on November 30th, which means it became law. And now we have two lawsuits pending in the Maricopa County Superior Court, one filed by the Goldwater Institute and many other people, a lot of whom are in the Arizona legislature. They're plaintiffs in the one suit. And then in the other suit, a retired Maricopa County Superior Court judge and a business owner. Those two suits are likely to be merged into one because they involve essentially the same issue, which is, can voters, through a ballot initiative, increase taxes? I mean, there are a lot of nuances with regard to that argument. But at the heart of it, it's what power do the voters have in Arizona with regard to these ballot proposals that you see every couple of years, you know, when you go to vote. The plaintiffs in these lawsuits say essentially that the voters can't take the place of the legislature in raising taxes, that that's...
That's a function of the legislature.
Exclusively.
And that they have it has to be a two-thirds, the majority of the legislature to have a new tax.
That's exactly right. There are some other related arguments that are made by the plaintiffs, but essentially it's that voters can enact laws. The Arizona Constitution allows that. But when it comes to taxation, that's exclusively within the province of the legislature. It's going to be an interesting question for a number of reasons, not the least of which is about $940 million a year is at stake in terms of revenue that would be allocated towards education, but also because there are going to be other things, and there have been other things in the past, that resemble what's happened with the Invest in Ed proposal. Give you a quick example.
Yeah, I'm just curious about precedent.
So even this past election, Prop 207, which was the sister prop to 208, 207 legalized the recreational use of marijuana, also imposed a new tax on sales.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
And also directed where those tax revenues were to go. Mm-hmm. Before that, there were taxes imposed on tobacco products, mm-hmm, with the proceeds earmarked to fund health care. And there was a sales tax hike, which voters directed that the dollars be put into classroom spending. So mm-hmm, it's not like this hasn't happened before in some fashion or another, but it's hasn't been challenged like it's being challenged now. And I think in part because of the huge dollars involved, in the sense that some people have that, you know, this is really unfair that the majority of people can essentially tax a very small minority of people. And if we're going to do that, we ought to leave it to our elected officials to do that and not put it to a popular vote. So that's essentially what the lawsuits are contending. I found it very interesting to check and see where the $940 million would go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think a lot of people really understand that all of that money is earmarked for specific, very specific things in the education system. And so initially, all of the tax revenue, the surcharges, mm-hmm, that are collected by the Department of Revenue go into a special fund that's called the Student Support and Safety Fund. And then from that fund, 50% is to be provided to the schools for the purpose of hiring teachers and classroom support personnel and increasing base compensation. Okay, so that's half of it. And then according to the new law, 25% is to go to the schools for the purpose of hiring student support services personnel and increasing base compensation for student support services personnel. 10% goes for providing mentoring and retention programming for new classroom teachers to increase retention.
Mm-hmm.
12% goes to the Career Training and Workforce Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And 3% goes to the Arizona Teachers Academy Fund. So the voters in passing Prop 208 have not only authorized the generation of nearly $1 billion a year in new taxes, but they've also said where the money's to be spent.
It's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. And precedent, though, is a big deal in the law. And you brought up some of those precedents before with this.
Right. Yeah. But the plaintiffs in these suits are contending that those proposals were never challenged legally.
Okay.
And so that doesn't constitute binding precedent. And this is a new challenge with new theories. And the constitutionality of 208 is going to be tested directly.
Very interesting. Don Luce, have a wonderful holiday season.
Thanks,
the best
Bill.
To you,
you
and
too.
Your family.